Welcome to the AMC Stock Story Podcast. I'm your host, Russell Corey, and this is not financial advice, and I am not a financial advisor. This is solely for entertainment purposes as I talk about my experiences of investing in AMC stock and becoming an AMC ape. This is episode 3 of the AMC Stock Story, and today I want to talk about AMC in May 2021. Now, in episode 1, I talked about how I had was smart enough to buy Facebook stock at $20 a share, but dumb enough not to buy more than 30 shares. Even a year later, after it had doubled, I still didn't buy any more shares, and I regretted it ever since. That $600 investment turned into $9,000 from 2012 to 2021. Second episode, I talked about hearing about GameStop stock from out of nowhere, hearing about these young kids on Reddit and Wall Street Bets turning into millionaires, buying GameStop stock and creating memes for it and getting their tendies. And thinking, well, you know, the ones that were smart and sold early, they got lucky. The people that were hanging on, they were the suckers and they lost out. And as I said, I thought that was the end of the story, and it wasn't. But I remember thinking, you know, if they do it again, I want to be in on it. Okay, well, come May 2021, and I'm just kind of surfing on the internet, and I see a news story about AMC and Wall Street Bets and how AMC is looks like it's making a run. Now, in passing, in the hallway with my wife, I mentioned, hey, you know, it looks like the guys that did, the GameStop stock, looks like they're going to make a run at AMC. You know, you think we should get involved in that? My wife immediately dismissed it. No. I said, all right. Again, my experience with investing is very limited. You know, I opened up a Roth IRA in my 20s. I invested in some mutual funds. I kind of played with them a little bit. The ones that were not performing well, I reinvested those into the mutual funds that were. I bought Facebook stock. I bought 30 shares of Facebook stock with $600 in cash. I had $400 left over. I used that to buy Twitter stock, which did nothing. And that's about the extent of my investing. Everything else was just 401ks or buying the Disney stock program at work. And that was all set up basically for Disney. I had another couple jobs where there were 401ks, but again, all that stuff is all basically set up for you. I didn't make any decisions on any of that. So my experience as an investor is very limited. So I mentioned it to my wife and she said, no, she wasn't interested. I'm like, all right. And I kind of let it go. Next day, this is in late May, near the end of the month. The AMC stock had doubled. And I was like, damn. And at that point, I didn't care what my wife thought. I was looking into it. And I started looking into it. And I was wondering, I was like, you know, do I have any money left in that Roth IRA that was just in cash that can be invested? And sure enough, one of the great things about a Roth IRA is the principal that you put in. So let's say you take $1,000 of your taxed money and you put that in there, right? Later in life, in certain circumstances, you can pull that out and you don't get penalized for pulling out your principal, not your earnings, but the principal that you put in. And we bought a house a few years ago, and because it was our first house, I was able to take that principal that I had put in that Roth IRA and take that out to help buy and pay for with our down payment on the house. So in doing that, I had used up all the cash before. I had $1,000 in cash when I set it up that was extra, that wasn't invested in mutual funds. $600 of that went to Facebook and $400 of that went to Twitter stock. So that was all tapped out, and I thought I didn't have any cash in my account anymore. And I didn't have an individual, investor account set up. It was just the Roth IRA. So I go to look at it, and there's $500 in there. And what that was from was when we pulled the money out of the Roth IRA, I guess there was $500 to help pay for the down payment on our house. There was $500 left in cash. So, well, that was easy enough. I could just buy some of the AMC shares at that point. And I think at that point, they were in the low 30s or high 20s when I did that. But that was it. That's all I could buy at that point. I'd have to, you know, put some money in one of these accounts if I wanted to buy any more. And I did. Now, in those early days, I thought that was it because I read these stories that, you know, hey, AMC stock, it was gonna sell for like a, you know, $100,000 a share. You know, if there was hashtag AMC 100K. And, you know, at first I thought, you know, that was crazy. But, you know, you looked into why. And why was this going to happen? Because it had been shorted so much by these hedge funds. These hedge funds, and I'm sure you, most people know this story, but during COVID, these hedge funds assumed that movie theater chains would go out of business because nobody could go to the theater. They weren't making any cash. It wasn't like there were movie studios that they could stream their movies at home. They were dead. So they shorted them with hopes that they would AMC would go bankrupt. And when AMC went bankrupt, they'd get to keep, the hedge funds would be able to keep all the short bets they made against AMC. Well, the investors on Wall Street Bets, you know, they figured this out with GameStop and also AMC and a few other of these meme stocks. And they made their move and they just started buying up all the shares that they could. And these shares were going cheap, you know, $2, $3 a share, and they could buy a bunch of them. And then gradually over time, the stock gained in value until it technically trapped these hedge funds. Whereas if they, you know, they shorted a stock at, say, $3, and now that stock goes up to $33, well, eventually that hedge fund has to return that stock. Now, if they return that stock and the value of the stock was a dollar, they get to keep $2, right? But if they shorted that stock at $3 and they have to return it at $33, they have to pay $33. They have to pay that money, and that's where they had got them. So it made sense to me. Like, hey, they got themselves into this mess. They didn't get out cheap. They've been stubborn, trying to fight. And now they were going to pay the price for that. And I thought, you know, this isn't a bad investment. So I started looking at other ways to put money in. And I became an ape. Now, at what point I crossed over from just wanting to put, you know, that spare $500 in to making a fairly substantial investment, you know, for my family into this. And that will be on the next episode.